Explain your process on this, because you didn't know who was going to be on this committee. You didn't know who was going to be on the delegation. When did you decide to make a statement?
I saw, you know, the other people that were named to the delegation, Billie Jean King, Caitlin, Kayao, and
both
I also
whom are openly gay, haven't
both of whom are openly gay, and I also read the message that President Obama was planning on sending with the delegation, and you know, that of tolerance and diversity. And I was like, wow, I mean, I believe in this message, but I knew at that point, I'm like, I think I need to make a decision. I mean, I can either stay the private guy that I've always been, or I can stand with these other people and be open about my private life. And I decided to make the statement.
There are some in the gay community, some not in the gay community, who believe there should be a boycott of the Olympics, or some sort of, or that athletes should, you know, carry a rainbow flag or a pin,
yeah,
or make
yeah.
some sort of a statement. Where do you come out on this?
We should not have boycotted. People spend, athletes spend their entire life dreaming about representing our country in the Olympics. They put in a lot of work. I think that that's their job. When they go to the Olympics, they are there to represent our country and fulfill their dream. I mean, that's their dream. And also do the best job that they can and represent our country in that way. And that's why I think delegations like this are important. It gives them they can focus on what they're doing, and then the other, you know, other people can step in and basically make statements by, you know, by just getting off the plane who we are.
So you don't see yourself actually making any kind of an actual statement. You feel just by being there as an openly gay man, as a proud gay man, that statement enough?
I do. I don't have any plans to, you know, host any rallies or anything like that. You know, I feel that it is making plenty of a statement of being open and being there. And I'll talk about myself when I go over there. If people ask me questions, I will. But, you know, you also have to know that you're a visitor in someone's country, and you have to have respect for that.
Do you feel different now, having made the statement? I mean, does it feel like walking into a room and knowing, all right, everybody in the room knows for sure it is different?
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird because it's a different situation. It's funny because I'm a figure skater, so a lot of people presume, you know, that figure skaters are gay. The interesting thing was growing up in figure skating, where it really isn't what people presume it is, and it's mostly straight men that you're competing against, and you're the one gay
really?
Kid in the dressing room, and it's an awkward situation. It's not at all what people think it is, and it's a lot of the opposite stuff. But I feel like this is a really great opportunity. I feel like now, as time goes on, I'm like, wow, this is really a great message to send, and I'm really proud of the message that I'm going to send when I go over on the delegation. So that right now, it's so new and fresh to me that I don't really know how I feel, but I'm sort of figuring it out, and the pride word comes to my mind in that I'm, you know, standing up for, you know, tolerance and diversity.
Brian, thanks very much. Thanks for watching the podcast. It's MS 360 weeknights at 8 and AC 360 later at 10 on CBS.